When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is We Have Options, hosted by me, personal finance expert Dominique Broadway. I left my career as a financial advisor to the 1% to help the 99% build generational wealth. No matter who you are, you have options, and I am here to help you turn those options into dollar signs. All right, welcome back. It has been another week. We are already in the first... Is it the first week? Technically the second week? I'm not sure. First kind of second week of April, and time is flying. And as you guys know, the year has started off with what I like to call a bang and a boom and a fizzle fazzle. I don't know. It's a lot going on. But this has been one of the weeks where there hasn't been tons going on in the market, which is not bad, right? Because we've had so much action happening throughout Q1. And now we are officially in Q2, which is very exciting. And what's been going on in the news? Well, there's been a lot going on in the news, but not as much happening in the markets, which is a good thing. So a couple things, obviously, as we all know, Donald Trump, oh my gosh, there's always some sort of fiasco with him. Just when you think, oh, he's going to kind of just fade away and go and be retired somewhere. And here he is apparently getting indicted on like a lot of charges for doing very bad things. And I was a little surprised. I think it's like our first president that's ever been, I believe, indicted and charged and arrested apparently. So yeah, very interesting times there with that. No comments on that, but yeah. Also, big loss in the tech world this week with the founder of Cash App being stabbed, which is very unfortunate. And I hope that they find the person that has done that. And, you know, there's been just a wave of emotions throughout the tech community to be losing someone who has created something that has had literally a huge impact. And I would say in almost everyone's daily life. So very, very disappointing to hear that news. He was only 43 years old. So, you know, sending tons of love and condolences to his family for sure. All right. So what else has been going on in the markets? First things first is Bitcoin, Dogecoin. Is it time for you guys to come back? Maybe it is. But apparently with all of this hoopla, and that's literally what it is, hoopla, that has been going on in the banking world. Doge, well, I'll tell you why Doge is up, but Bitcoin apparently has been, their value is starting to go back up and starting to boost, and people are getting more confidence, apparently, in digital currencies. And so I may have noted or mentioned my underlying conspiracy. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but my underlying conspiracy theory that this might be the bigger underlying play here with all of a sudden the banks collapsing and then us all losing our trust in the banking system and thus running over to the world of crypto and digital currency because it seems a little bit safer. And so we'll see how this all plays out. But apparently Bitcoin has been boosted by this banking crisis. Also Dogecoin. Dogecoin, as we remember, the cute little doggy coin, is shot up over 10%. I believe that was Sunday or Monday. I know I still own a crap ton of Dogecoin and had recently bought more at the top of the year when it had fell again and was able to take some pretty substantial gains off of that quick boost. And I had a feeling that that thing was not going to stay up, and it did not. So Dogecoin shot up over 10% as Elon Musk had apparently changed the face of like the Twitter icon to the Doge dog. And so it made the stock or made the crypto coin shoot up. And I know I personally went in, sold a little piece of the Dogecoin that I had to take profit because I had a feeling that thing was not going to stay up. And then it did not. It actually fell pretty sharply in the days following its big, big, big jump. So with that being said, as I probably have mentioned before, there's so much opportunity in the crypto markets, like so much opportunity in the crypto markets because it's still some volatility there. And if you're a trader like myself, it's still a asset that can be traded, okay? All right, so enough with crypto. Let's talk a little bit about some of these stocks this week. So this is, as I mentioned, like kind of like the beginning of Q2. So right now we don't have as many earnings as we typically have throughout the week. And as you guys know, I love to do a lot of earnings plays. And I will say for me this week, a lot of the trading that I've been doing is really just riding the market up and then riding it down, right? So Monday morning, riding it up, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, riding it down on the put side. Some of the things I actually traded this week were Tesla, SPY, and Apple, right? I feel like there's another one too. But those are the main things that I really focused on and traded this week and was able to do decent profits and didn't really trade every day this week. Honestly, I didn't have kids this week. So I've been kind of just relaxing and working and doing a lot of things that I don't get to do because my work day is limited to just 9 to 5 while they're in school. So those are some of the things that I traded this week. Now, some of the earnings, as I mentioned, there hasn't been a lot of earnings this week. There's been earnings, but some of the smaller companies, not some of the big notable ones that we'll start to see next week. And I'll talk about who those are in a second. But we did have a couple of notable ones this week, one being Costco. So Costco released their earnings and actually are down 2.6% or $12.90 after apparently the sales are declining. I don't know if it's because we're in this recession and people are holding on to their coins a little bit tighter. Maybe they're not buying in bulk as much as they used to and are really focusing on just getting the needs and necessities for right now. So that could be the cause of that, but who knows? And then also Levi's, you know, those cute little jeans. I love a good Levi jean and a good Levi jean jacket, I have to say. Such good quality jean jackets. But it's not just me that loves Levi's. Their sales apparently are up and they actually topped their profit estimates. However, the stock did end up falling $1.11 or about 6%. Okay. All right. So those are some of the earnings this week. As I mentioned, we are gearing up for another very busy earnings season. This is also why apparently people think that the market is kind of like this right now, because we're gearing up for earnings. And as we know, those big earnings tend to make the market move and sway. Also, this is a holiday week. That's another factor as well. This Friday is actually Good Friday, so the markets are closed. So this is a short trading week as well. All right. As we're gearing up for the Easter weekend. So some of the things we're going to look forward to next week. I have a feeling that next week is going to be a busy week. I really do. So some of my favorite companies are all like releasing their earnings. A lot of these, honestly, next Friday, but throughout the week next week. But a big, big, big focus apparently on next Friday, the 14th. So we have Delta Airlines, Progressive, BlackRock, Citigroup, JP Morgan, PNC, Sundial, which is the marijuana company, United Health Group, and Wells Fargo, all releasing their earnings next week. So next week should be a very pretty and profitable week for all of us. And really, I feel like the true kickoff of earnings season again. And then as you'll start to see in the following weeks, there'll be more and more and more companies, big, big, big name companies, big companies that can move the markets releasing their earnings. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. So we'll have tons to talk about in the coming weeks in the options markets. All right. Okay. So as you guys know, I always love to end this session, show, episode, whatever, with a money affirmation. So my affirmation for the week is: money is unlimited and my prosperity is unlimited. Money is unlimited and my prosperity is unlimited. All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. See you soon. We Have Options is a production of Money News Network. We Have Options is written and hosted by me, Dominique Broadway. Our executive producer is Morgan Lavoie.